But right now in this segment, I can't wait to talk about this because as I was watching Saturday Night Live, I couldn't believe what was unfolding in front of my eyes. And I knew we had to do a segment very quickly on Rudy slash Robbie. Now, a little backstory. For 25 years on this show, I've been wondering what is so great about the movie Rudy. And recently, I have unveiled my Mount Rushmore of overrated, annoying people. And on that Mount Rushmore is Chewbacca Mom, Clock Boy, Dr. David Dow, and Rudy. By the way, Sully does not make the Mount Rushmore because at least Sully has something. He's a skilled pilot.
Finally, you admit that.
Very skilled.
I've always
pilot.
Admitted that. He just seeks the limelight like few others. But the other four on my Mount Rushmore have nothing, yet they're praised and heralded as these great heroes. And one of those is Rudy. So over all of these years, this is the question I've always had, because when Rudy first came out as a movie 25 years ago, I heard about it. And before I saw it, I asked people, oh, okay, that sounds like a great sports movie. So what's Rudy's deal? Does he have Down syndrome? And the team, you know, loved him, fell in love with him, and they let him in for one play. No, doesn't have Down syndrome. Oh.
He had a bad disease.
Oh, so he must be fighting some life-threatening disease, and he's only got a few weeks to live, so they put him into the game. No, he doesn't have a life-threatening... Oh, okay. Well, then he's handicapable in some way, right? He's missing an arm. No, he's missing a leg.
Got all his appendages.
He's got all his appendages. So he must have a really severe learning disability, and he can barely speak, or he suffered a football accident. No?
No.
None of that. So what is it? And then the answer is, he sucked.
Yeah.
His
disability was that he sucked at football.
He sucked at football. And then I would say to people, well, why did they make a movie out of it? And why is everybody going crazy? Oh, you don't understand. He's this trainer and he was on the practice squad and he just worked really hard and he showed up every day. And I thought, well, how does that differ from thousands and thousands of other trainers and practice squad people who show up every day who don't get to play for Notre Dame? You're just telling me that the school and the team took pity on him and they put him into this game for a play, and his story is simply that he sucked. So in my mind, I could never make that work, and I don't understand why all of America just fell in line. Let's stand up and salute Rudy Rudiger because, man, he came to work every day and he knew he wasn't going to get to play for his beloved Fighting Irish, but they rewarded him by putting him into a game. And I'm thinking, there's no story here. The story is he's handicapped. The story is he's got Down syndrome. The story is he had a horrible injury in eighth grade football and never got to fulfill his dream. It's none of that. The story has always been, he sucked. So, against that backdrop of 25 years of me preaching this, I'm watching Saturday Night Live Saturday, and J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans is the guest host. And you know how they'll do a couple of sketches, and then they will go to what's kind of like a fake commercial. And this little fake commercial or documentary, it runs about 4 minutes. We're going to hear the audio here. It's a football team in a locker room. J.J. Watt is one of the guys on the football team. And as they go into the whole sappy Rudy thing, J.J. Watt is the me in the room. He's the junior who stands up and says, wait, what's going on here? And Robbie is played. Well, I'm sorry. What's the cast member's name? Chris. I can't remember what it is. Little black guy, right? So he's Robbie, and he's sitting on the bench, and he plays this role perfectly. And he's sitting there, and so you're going to hear him try to make his case as to why he should play, and you'll hear how the whole thing plays out. And as I'm watching this for 4 minutes, I'm thinking, finally! Finally, the world is starting to see, and thank God, Saturday Night Live made fun of Rudy with their take, Robbie.
Gentlemen, this
is the playoffs. Clemson is not going to... What the hell's going on? Why aren't y'all dressed?
Some of us were talking, Coach, and we think Robbie should dress for the game.
You hit your head too hard in practice last week, son? Robbie's on the practice squad. This is the playoffs. Roster's set. Now get dressed.
This is Robbie's dream, Coach. I know there's no room on the roster, so I want Robbie to take my spot.
Robbie can have my spot too, Coach.
This is what you want?
Yes, sir.
Robbie deserves it, Coach.
Now, what about you, Riley? You want Robbie to take your spot?
No! He sucks at football! You guys want Robbie to play in a playoff game? That is bat crazy! We're gonna f***ing lose! He sucks ass! Have you seen him in practice?
Him getting killed in practice.
Dog. I mean, I'm sorry, Robbie, but you're dog. I mean, he's dog.
Robbie's got heart, Riley. It's got to count for something.
Oh yes.
He his pants in practice last week, Stevens. Again.
I didn't even run at him and hit him this time. All I did was walk over to him, and he crumpled into a little ball, and he said, no, not again. It's coming out. It's coming.
You know what? Maybe you don't believe in me, Riley.
I definitely don't.
Okay. But a friend told me something that made me believe in myself. Right, Mr. Fillmore?
It's the janitor. Custodian.
Oh, what, you mad you didn't make the team? Huh? Well, listen here. You're 5 foot nothing. 100 and nothing. But damn if you don't got passion.
And he gave me the strength to keep going.
Well, hold on, because after that I said, unfortunately, passion don't mean nothing at this level. This is D1, son, and you just too tiny. You're going to get your ass stomped, pancaked, son.
Right, but you believed, and that's what's important.
I know, I'm going to stop you right there. I said one more thing, and it was...
And who keeps letting you in my office? Stop coming back here, man. It's weird. We ain't friends.
So that's how that all went down.
Enough. Okay, so Coach, you played here? Someone gave you a shot? That's all I'm asking for. It's a shot.
This is so f***ing dumb. He doesn't even know the plays, Coach.
I know the playbook, front to back. You call any play. I can run any route right now.
All right, Robbie. You get past Riley, you can dress for the game.
We've got to get past J.J. Watt.
Robbie. All right, Robbie, let's see what you got.
Stupid music.
Red 7, on 2.
Different play. Don't know that one.
Wide right on 1.
Different play.
Jesus, Robbie. Blue 19 on 3.
Different play.
Slant 6 on 2.
Nope.
Just gonna take my jersey back.
Red Devil on 3.
Skip.
Robbie. Angel 6 on 2.
Got it. What was it, though?
Angel 6 on 2.
I got it, Coach.
J.J. Watt knocks him 20 yards back.
Dumbass.
He's all right.
But I think he might have done another, you know... In his pants?
I almost did, but I held it in.
Well, that's that. Now we've got a football game to win, gentlemen!
So I swear somebody from Saturday Night Live listens to this show.
Maybe. Maybe, because if I had written this four-minute piece for SNL, that's how I would have written it. So many great moments. Chris Redd is the comedian.
Yeah.
He's just a featured player, by the way. He needs to be in the permanent lineup because he's funny. He's the one who played Robbie. When he stands up and says to J.J. Watt, well, maybe you don't believe in me, Riley. And Watt says, oh, I definitely don't believe in you.
No.
Yeah, that's the funniest acting job by an athlete that I've seen Saturday Night Live since Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
When J.J. goes, oh, no, I think it's coming out. He just cuts it off.
And Beck Bennett is playing the coach, and he's great. And when he's cycling through the plays and Robbie doesn't know any of them, it's so funny when he goes, Jesus, Robbie. You don't know any.
Robbie.
Jesus, Robbie. Oh, I love seeing that. Now, maybe, finally, America is waking up to the fraudulent story that Rudy has always been. The all-time Notre Dame icon Joe Montana even came out a few years ago and said, yeah, the movie was complete BS. Nobody threw in their jerseys. He wasn't. No one even really knew him. It wasn't this big story that Hollywood made it. That's Joe Montana saying that.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? It's just we're so in love with a good story.
Yes.
We don't even care if it's true anymore. And we don't even make it have to make sense in our minds. I mean, here it just is a feel-good thing, but if you step back and think about it, it's ridiculous.
It's
why
totally
would you
ridiculous.
Reward someone for not being good at football by letting them play football?
Now, it did happen. He did. Rudy Rudiger did get into a game for Notre Dame against Michigan State for a play or
something.
And
he scored the winning touchdown.
Georgia Tech, I think.
And it was a Georgia Tech. Yeah. I think he did trip a player up and get a half a sack or something like that. But the point is...
And caused him to win the national championship.
The point is, every program in the history of every sport had someone like this.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about him. And there were even... There were many programs that had someone who was Down syndrome or missing an arm or had a horrible injury that prevented them from... that would have been much more worthy of checking them into a game for one play just so they could experience it. You know, I'm kind of okay with that. I'm not okay with taking pity on a guy who's perfectly mentally and physically healthy. He just sucked at the sport, and you're acting like he's this hero.
And what is the family of Dan Devine thinking when they watch that movie? Because they made him to be like a total a-hole, and he's just being a coach.
Right.
Yeah. Like he was the villain.
No, I'm not going to suit him up.
Right.
He can't play. Did you like how the music would swell under the real generic?
You know, that's one of my pet peeves is I hate the way movies use emotionally cueing.
It works.
It's emotion cueing music. It's like you don't even have to. The story now does not even have to create the emotion in you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just play the music that you have to have a Pavlovian response to and get all bittersweet because the music's swelling.
But the other great part of that is the music stops as soon as J.J. Watt starts talking.
Yeah, as soon as he starts talking real.
And, no, is everyone crazy?
We're going to lose.
We're going to lose.
Oh, it was so great when I'm watching it because they go to this locker room and I'm like, huh, okay, a sports deal. They got J.J. Watt. And when I see the players start to turn in their jersey, I'm like,
oh my gosh.
It's happening.
Rudy.
They're spoofing Rudy. I can't believe it's happening. And what better guy than giant J.J. Watt to be the one voice of reason in the room?
Boy, in the practice shots, too. The one he gets knocked over by just where they barely hit him with a little blocking pad, and mm-hmm. then he gets hit by a football, and that knocks him out, basically. Just kind of stumbles to the ground after getting hit in the head with a football.
Well, maybe you don't believe in me. Oh, I definitely don't believe in
you. Definitely don't. No.
Definitely.
No, no question there. Maybe you don't believe in me.
Also, like the janitors clear up on everything. No, yeah. That's not all I said.
Yeah.
So that's the way that went down right there.
This is D1, son. You're going to get your ass stomped.
And I said, stop bugging me. Stop coming into my office.
Yeah, that's just weird.
You know,
well, you've been
this
vindicated.
This is what I see happening. If in 200 years, AI or coronavirus hasn't killed us all, there's going to be a book written. Who was the most right at the ticket back in the day?
There will never be a book.
And they're going to cite.
That's where I get.
They're going to cite.
Oh.
I'm going to be on the cover, and it's going to say this man, and it's going to have a chapter about my sardine theory, and it's going to have a chapter about.
We still haven't figured that one out yet.
My electric car theory, and it's going to have a chapter about Rudy, and it's going to have a chapter about Dr. David Dow. Who, for whatever reason, he's a hero.
He is a hero.
It's going
to
have a chapter about Chewbacca mom. For whatever reason, everybody loves her.
We'll still be celebrating her.
And it's very slowly unfolding. But in 200 years, historians are going to look back and go, wow.
200 years, none of us will be remembered.
Who was this guy? He was incredible.
I don't know about that, but I think this skit will hold up in 200 years. It'll still be funny.
Mm-hmm.
In 200 years, people won't even know what football is.
Oh, yeah.
No, they won't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, that great American hero, Rudy Rudiger.
Yeah, he's had some problems.
Put charges or something.
Not only was the whole story basically fraudulent, but later in life, he had some fraud issues with an SEC investigation that connected him and his
Southeastern Conference
chairman of Rudy Beverage Inc.
He's not capable of playing in the Southeastern Conference.
And a pump and dump scheme, and he had to pay $400,000
exchanges.
In fines. So he's not necessarily the hero. Okay, 8:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, Gordo has a never-before-heard interview from Little Havana from Super.